You're with Vision Australia Roundup. We come to Dandenong in the southeast of Melbourne, approaching Melbourne, and head of the Vision Australia team there at the Dandenong office is Sandy Makavikius. How are you, Sandy?
Great, thanks, Stephen. Nice to talk to you again.
Tell me about this Day for the Girls that's coming up.
Well, we've had quite a few requests from our girls to have a beauty workshop, and so we've organised that with a couple of our OTs, occupational therapists, and we've also been able to get the Body Shop to come on board with us, and one of our other people who's in the group, Jan Doran, is going to actually come and do some colour therapy with people, telling them what colours are best for them to wear according to their skin colour and their eye colour and their hair colour. So it's going to be a fabulous morning that we can do makeup, and they're going to have hand massages and then a bit of morning tea as well. So we're really excited. It's filled up very quickly. It's almost full. We're thinking we'll probably have to run a second one.
Is your Dandenong Low Vision group behind this?
They are indeed. And the date for the workshop is on Friday the 21st of September between 9 and 1 at the office in Dandenong.
Yes, they're a very energetic group of people, your Low Vision group, aren't they?
They certainly are. They've got a couple of other initiatives as well. They've recently just had two film mornings, one for Red Dog and the other one Water for Elephants, and we also were able to include in the second one some of our day program people who came from the Mornington group to join in with the day, the film. So that was fantastic down at the Reading Theatre in Dandenong.
Is that with audio description?
Audio description, Stephen, that's right, yes.
It's a must, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, and they had a wonderful time. So they've got two more videos that they're going to show, two more movies they're going to show in the next couple of months. So we'll let you know when they're available as well.
And can you tell me about the indoor games afternoons in Noble Park?
Once again, the Dandenong Low Vision Group have been very busy, and they've planned to have regular indoor board game afternoons, and they'll be held on the first Tuesday of each month, commencing in September. And that will be held at the Salvation Army Coffee Shop in Buckley Street, Noble Park, between 1 and 3 p.m. The coffee shop's very close to the Noble Park Railway Station and bus transport, and there's a gold coin donation for tea and coffee and cake for the afternoon. So chess, Scrabble, I can't remember the other one, Snakes and Ladders, I think. Lots of different things, and really excited about starting this new session down at the Salvation Army.
It's really helpful for people to have this opportunity to get together with others that have experienced vision loss and to talk about those sorts of things while you're doing other things as well.
Or playing games and having a bit of fun, Stephen. It's another thing that the Dandenong Low Vision Group has been keen to get going. So we're really excited to be able to support them. And so some of the orientation mobility people will be going down just to give them a hand the first time to find their way from the station if they're newcomers to the area. But it's open for people from all over Melbourne if they want to come. Just let us know that they're coming.
Explain to me about the pop-up park in Dandenong.
The City of Greater Dandenong, Stephen, have recently spent almost $300 million refurbishing and revitalising the city of Greater Dandenong around the station and the mall and to the shops. And there's been a little bit of spare space that isn't being used for anything at the moment, but there are plans for it to be used later on. So the council have established a pop-up park. Just it's there for a little while, be there for 12 or 18 months. And they've encouraged groups within the community to come down and have their own garden bed. So we've had several people go down and plant gardens, plant herbs, plant vegetables, plant flowers in the pop-up garden, go down and tend to them, meet other people from the community, and it's just been fantastic.
So you call it pop-up because it's become available.
That's right. And it's there for a short while, for a little while, and then eventually it will go and something else will happen in there. I think there's going to be a bigger recreational park, but at the moment it's a space that can be used for the community, and growing vegetables is something that lots of people in Dandenong don't have the opportunity to do because they live in flats. So this is an opportunity for them to pop down to the park, pop into the park and meet other people.
And when that space is no longer available, something else will pop up in some other place.
We'll have to look into that, but I'm sure the City of Greater Dandenong will do that. They've been fantastic.
Sandy Makavikius, head of the Vision Australia team at Dandenong. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Stephen. Pleasure.